USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Donald Trump says he can now secure a lower bond as he appeals his New York civil fraud trial, with an appeals court reducing it from $454 million to $175 million and granting him 10 days to pay.
We'll put up cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is.
Trump alleges judicial corruption and criticizes Attorney General Letitia James, whom he refers to as a thug. This ruling prevents James from immediately collecting on the judgment. Donald Trump has urged Israel to swiftly conclude its conflict with Hamas in Gaza. Speaking to Israel Hayom, Trump cautioned that Israel's international support is waning due to the increasing civilian casualties in Gaza. He also took aim at the Israeli government for its publicity of the military campaign and the resulting devastation from its ground operation. An Israeli delegation has canceled its visit to Washington following a U.S. decision not to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We believe that, number one, a full-scale invasion of Rafah would be a mistake. It would be a mistake not just because of the civilian harm that it would cause, which would be immense.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that decision Monday, stating that the resolution failed to include a condition for the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Boeing CEO David Calhoun Monday announced he would leave the company. It's the latest fallout for the plane maker amid multiple federal probes into its practices following a 737 MAX door blowout in January. The aerospace company also announced that Stanley Deal, the head of Boeing's commercial airplanes, would retire. On Tuesday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is set to reveal his choice for running mate. Kennedy has openly discussed several individuals he's contemplating for the vice presidential role, with speculation leaning toward lawyer and significant donor Nicole Shanahan. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
NBC News is facing criticism from its own personalities for hiring former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel as a contributor, especially given her past questioning of the 2020 election results and criticism of journalists. On MSNBC's Morning Joe, hosts Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski expressed their hope that NBC would reconsider the decision. Former Meet the Press anchor Chuck Todd also criticized the hiring during NBC's flagship political show. California's latest unemployment figures are troubling, with slower-than-expected job growth last year. February saw the state's unemployment rate at 5.3%, the highest nationwide, while the national average stood at 3.9%. January's job additions fell short, with just over 25,000 added, attributing the challenge to California's high cost of living for entry-level workers. After days of battling uncontrollable wildfires, West Virginia finally sees a glimmer of hope as much-needed rain enters the forecast. The West Virginia Emergency Management Division took to social media to announce the arrival of rainfall in the state after enduring poor air quality and widespread wildfires since Wednesday. The National Park Service is being sued for not accepting cash payments at parks across the U.S. Three people filed a lawsuit earlier this month claiming the Park Service is breaking federal law by not accepting cash for entry to various monuments, parks, and historic sites. The trio fired the lawsuit after their cash payments were rejected at several locations. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.